Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have a wonderful evening with healings and some maybe Lightship Ascension teachings. So if you want to call in to the BBS radio program, you can do so. And if not, just come on the fast chat. So here we go. We're going to first do some entity releases from people. So if you're brand new to the program, entities are what you call ghosts. And these ghosts come into our bodies. And this is why I use the term lights on, nobody home. And if you have glossy eyes, you know, this is part of the process where these entities come in. Your eyes get glossed over. It means you're looking maybe somewhere else. You're not home in your body. And what's looking out of your eyes is trying to look out, but it can't because only your spirit can look out of your eyes. So here we go. We're going to do some entity releasing. And this is why you become unconscious and maybe not fully understand what you're doing in your lifetime, because you're just not present in your body with your spirit. So, like I said, lights on, nobody home. You've probably heard that expression before. Here we go. I'm going to take out some entities out of you, and they cause physical pain. They get attracted by your pain, and they can also give you pain. So I'm going to focus on people's backs right now, lower backs. So here we go. I'm going to take them out of your lower back right now. And you may want to just get up and walk around during this process so you can actually sense and feel that something is happening to you. Just sitting there may not be good enough to actually sense the changes, because you may want to actually move, twist your body, and stretch, bend over. Here we go. They're coming out of your back right now, your lower back. And this will take about a minute to do. And this is a show all about healing. From the Creation Lightship, these are the divine beings from creation energy that are here to help humanity once every 2,000 years. And they come just for a short amount of time to do so before the ascension time. And the teachings from the Lightship were here when Jesus came to the earth plane here to do the teachings of ascension. And after he left, the Lightship left the energy, took it away, and so did Jesus. He left. And those from the actual healings stopped, and they became activated again in 2005, which is around 2,000 years after that process. So here we go. Just kind of feel your lower back. And now we're going to work a little bit higher up, probably maybe around power chakra area, maybe bottom of your rib cage, working on that right now, taking away entities there. And they can, like I said, get attracted to you through your pain. Or they may just want to house themselves there. So, Sylvia, as I'm clearing, do you want to come on? Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. It's great to be with you tonight. And we have people typing in on the fast chat, so hello to Sylvia, Rob, and kids in Toronto, and Pauline, Jennifer, Butterfly, Cindy, Dulce, and anyone else who's listening or coming on. Thank you for being here. So right now Ron is doing an entity release, focusing on the low back area. So you may want to just tune in to that area of your body and see if you can experience any changes going on. And if you haven't done so already, if you go to the Creation Lightship section of BBS Radio, Creation Lightship page, you can then scroll down the page and you'll get to a picture of a beautiful light being from the Creation Lightship. And if you have that picture up on your monitor, that would be great, because you'll be able to experience healing and divine energies coming through there throughout the radio hour. And you might also want to bring up the fast chat window. There's a link you can click on up a little bit from the light being that says BBS Fast Chat, and just click on that. And that'll bring up a separate window where you can type in questions, and you can put them both up on your screen at the same time so that you can keep the light being up and type in questions at the same time. So thank you again for being here, and back over to you, Ron.
Hey, we're working up a little bit higher now, working around your heart area, kind of between your shoulder blades now. So again, just kind of feel the energy there. You may start to feel it get released. And you may wonder why you may feel better after this here, and that's because these entities, which you call ghosts, attach to yourself. And We can have hundreds, if not tens of thousands of these things attached to us. You know, the numbers get quite high. Those who are on the conference calls that we had for 8 hours for different consecutive Sundays, you realize this completely. Most people may think they only have one or two, but we have thousands of these things. Remember, you may say, well, how do I get all these things? What's my protection? Well, your protection is to have your spirit come into your body more fully, and that's your protection. Very, very simple. So here we go, working now upwards to our top of our shoulders. So again, just move around a little bit, and you may actually start to feel your neck changing. You might even have your neck crack as you move it from side to side, or your shoulders. You might feel energy changing there as these things get out of you. Remember, they come in if they have a physical condition that you might even have, it'll make your condition worse, because they're taking away your life force energy, because they resonate to the problem that you have. So here we go. So again, working with your neck, going to the top of your head. And here we go. Back of your neck, we're concentrating on that now. Now we'll work on your throat. So just kind of enjoy this here. And we'll bring in some of the divine light beings now from the light ship. So I'd like everybody to get to the monitor screen. And if you're not there, just scroll down a little ways and bring up the light beam. We're going to energize her right now for everybody. Okay, just watch the picture. Okay, here we go. And you should start to see the colors changing. The picture is going to become more vibrant, and it's actually going to become a real photograph here of divine life energy into it. And if it starts to move a little bit, or you start seeing the picture actually looking at you, it's because it's real. It is. So here we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I always love it when the light being gets activated and you can watch the colors get more vibrant and just feel the energy in your heart center as that energy comes in. It's just wonderful. And I see we have quite a few more people joining us on the fast chat, so I want to say hello to Yolanda and Joni and Dreamer, Pauline, Cindy, Kyle and Adriana, Kimberly, Larry and Joni, so hello, everyone. And let's see. Well, I know you've got some things coming up to announce, some exciting things like live healings on the streets of New York City and other happenings in New York. So would you like to mention those before we carry on with the healing?
Yeah, this coming Saturday, we're going to be going to the streets with healings, Creation Lightship healings on the streets in New York at Union Square. We also have, this will be this Saturday, and the time in New York will be from 6 to basically maybe 9. It gets dark about 8:30, 9-ish, but we'll be there till, you know, it feels comfortable for everybody. And then before that, we have a workshop at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center, and that time is from 1 to 4. And if you're around or can come to it, they're both great to come to. We talk about the lightship, the experiences that people have had, the teachings, and we do a lot of sample healings in that three-hour time frame. So again, ARE Center is 241 West 30th Street, 241 West 30th Street, and that's in Manhattan. So we have a question here, it looks like from Dreamer, about the dark side energies, the Galactic Federation, about you know, about their, did they, were you told or was instructed, we'll say, to stop the forced reincarnation 2,000 years ago. I'm sure they've been probably told much more than that. And let's see what else is here. There's another question here. Let's see. Did the Creation Lightship check the light percentage of the Galactic Federation 2,000 years ago? So I guess the question basically is, The next question would probably be, why is the Galactic Federation still here, and why are they screwing with us, basically, to be point blank? Well, the energies that were probably brought forth were probably races that maybe had the intention to protect us, and maybe they just turned over to the darkness. And, you know, it's very easy to be taken over by the darkness we all have in our life because we use mind energy. So this is kind of what happens, and just the facts of life, this is why you have free choice. And unfortunately, the reason why we're in the situation that we are is because sometimes we use our free choice and not be in our heart, and the free choice that we do use is in mind energy versus heart energy. And this is why everybody, like I say, is probably stuck here, mainly because they chose to be in the darkness, not maybe that conscious, but you were using mind energy and did not, you know, bring forth the teachings of Jesus or whoever else came, you know, in each 2,000-year cycle to understand about staying in your heart and not to be sidetracked with the energies. So more than likely they were told, maybe the ones they're talking to that was supposed to be here maybe got taken over or maybe got destroyed. Who knows? So remember, that's the problem here is the alien involvement here that we all have, the implants, the mind transmissions, everything else that's occurring on this planet is because of them. Remember, this planet was created from love energy and still has love energy, but it's overridden by the darkness. And this is the problem that everyone is experiencing here because you're all living in that muck that was brought to us by these beings. And it's more difficult for people to understand because they're so used to living in mind energy. It's hard for people to get out of the mind and especially to take on a new belief system. So if you've been here for 50,000 years, you have the belief system mainly of not going to your heart. Otherwise, you would have left, you know, at 48,000 years, okay, ago. So you believed in mind energy instead of heart energy because you did not do the ascension process. So, like I say, everybody here, if you've been here for 50,000 years, you missed 25 ascension times, which for a lot of people become very, very sad. They go, wow, my ancestors are pretty stupid. I finally get it now, but what happened to them? Well, they caused you to have more trauma and pain in your body in this lifetime because they did not do the teachings that was brought forth, which is to work on yourself each lifetime to get rid of the densities of the DNA so that your child can be much better than you are in consciousness to integrate more spirit energy. And this is what happens, you know, for each particular generation. Every generation should work on itself, and the next one is more pure. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. So what you're dealing with now is not your fault. It's the fault of your ancestors, basically, by not understanding. And more recently, you know, it's the fault of the religions that came forth from people not understanding maybe what they were teaching, or maybe a few words got changed. And Christianity is still pretty, in a sense, pretty pure. Jesus came, if you understand what he did, to clear you of your sins. So, you know, that would be in present time back then. He didn't clear your sins. He cleared your parents' sins before he left here. And like I say, it's interesting that in the Roman calendar, they omitted when Jesus walked the earth. If somebody could, using the Roman calendar, you know, we have A.D. and B.C. And in the middle, there is zero. So you have before Christ and after death. Well, where did he live? He lived in 0 point, okay? So that'd be interesting for somebody to ask a minister, a priest, a rabbi or something, when Jesus actually walked the earth, when did he live, to see what kind of date they give him. And naturally, it'd have to be 0 B.C. by that calendar. So, you know, that's the way the dark side probably did not want him to be known because they left him out. So anyway, let's do some more entity clearing, working with the top of your head. And like I said, it's, you know, our bodies are ingrained with memory from the cells, and those cells are all basically taking on the false teachings of what you believed in that time frame from your ancestors. So this is your culmination of everything that you know about intuitively, we'll say, in your body. And it doesn't know about the light that much because the light wasn't taught to it. If it was, you would not be here. So it's very hard to change people's core belief systems. And this is a problem that, say I'm having now, basically, or most people are having, because they don't understand what I'm talking about. There are people who listen and they finally get it. This is why we have so many archives on the BBS radio program here. So if you are a newcomer, just take a listen. And for what I'm told by other people, it takes about, a half a dozen to maybe 10 or 12 shows to finally understand what I'm talking about, because you're so used to running the programs that the aliens brought to us here. Thank you, Galactic Federation, for doing this and not bringing in light and love here, which they could do instantly if they chose to. But like I say, we're kind of like their specimen here of like a guinea pig. So they kind of are treating us the way we actually treat some of the small animals for animal testing, et cetera. I won't get into that, but remember, as above, so below. So that's where the conscious lives here. And once you're in your heart center, there's no way you can have a negative thought. It's actually physically almost impossible. When I bring people into their hearts, which I'll do here next, it's impossible. At least I haven't had anybody yet say they can get a negative thought there. So up to now, I'll say it was impossible or is impossible. So here we go. If you're new to the program, I'm going to drop you into your heart center, dropping down. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, think a thought. You should feel like it's coming out of your heart center. If you don't feel it there, then continue on with this little exercise. Just count from 10 to 1 until you feel heart-centered. And this means that your thoughts are now coming from your heart. And that means that you're there. And so just I'll give you a minute of silence here so you can experience that. And then you can come back on again, Sylvia, if you like, and maybe we can ask some questions here.
Sounds good, Ron. So we'll just leave a little period of silence for everyone to experience their heart center there. Okay, so I want to say hello to some more people that have joined us on the fast chat. So hello, Ren and Mike and Larry. I hope I haven't missed
that's great.
Name.
I got a laugh here. I got a laugh, Kyle's comment. Yeah, he was in the now, so they left him out.
Talking about Jesus and the time frame.
thank
great.
You. Oh, that's a good one, yeah. He didn't conform to the time frame, being in mind control in time, so they left him out. That's good. And how could he be in that anyway? It's very interesting. Yeah, because he was out of time. He was in the now, so of course, very interesting.
So I wanted to I wanted to catch a question that Mike had a little bit ago on the fast chat. I can't see it right now, but I think the question was, if you have ancestors whose mindset and so forth was, interferes with the healing process, then what clearing do you recommend? What healing would be appropriate for that?
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat that again, Sylvia? No, I'm a little unclear.
Okay, I think the question was if your ancestors mindset is interfering with the, the healing process. If your belief system is interfering with your healing, then what clearing would you recommend?
Okay. You'd probably want to do one of the seven generational clearings or just connect with me and I can do a special one for you to do that. Normally, that just if you see a clearing and you want to have it, but something tells you not to have it, then that's entities typically. So nothing should really interfere with the clearing once you have the clearing. So maybe what I think you're saying then is that because once a light chip works with you, it doesn't matter what your ancestors thought, that the healing is going to work 100%. And so maybe the mindset about having a certain clearing might be coming in through that belief system in this lifetime. So just have the clearing. It'll be taken care of automatically. Now, I find a lot of people who come up to me. In fact, I did a mental clearing for a lady a while back, and I guess she thought that she didn't need it or something like that, or didn't think it was that important. And then when we finally did it, she goes, "Wow, I really needed that clearing. I wish I would have had it earlier." So that happens too. Sometimes what you really need can come up, and you may say, "I don't really need that," but you may need it a lot. But the maybe the entities that are in you, or just the energies, don't want to really be released. So may tell you that you don't necessarily need something. And this is why we start with the emotional clearing first. And the initial self-empowerment ones are what I recommend having to get started so that you're really self-empowered. Because you want to become self-empowered. The first thing is to do emotional clearing. I'll do a sample of that. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Next clearing I'd recommend doing would be the mental clearing. So do a sample of that one. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. The next clearing I'd recommend would be the sensory clearing. So for that, we'll go back to zero. So zero cleared, and then 100 BC cleared, 200 BC cleared, 300 BC cleared, 400 BC cleared, 500 BC cleared. So the sensory clearing is 100 years at a time, and we go back until your spirit first came into the earth plane for this continuous forced reincarnation process. And it could be possible that your spirit was here before that time, before it had a body, but we don't go into that. I just go into when it has been here for the last, for the first incarnation, for this long stint of time that you've been here. And then from there, what you may want to have, so that's like an emotional clearing from your past. We call that a sensory clearing. I'll also clear your spirit now, because the sensory clearing mainly works with body genetics. It can sometimes work a little bit with your spirit, but we'll do a spirit clearing now, a sensory spirit clearing. And sometimes, like I said, this clearing does do that. But this will be a specialized clearing here that we're focusing strictly on the spirit only. So here we go. Zero, cleared, 100 BC, cleared, 200 BC, cleared, 300 BC, cleared, 400 BC, cleared, and 500 BC, cleared. So that's a spirit clearing. And we go back to when you first came here also. So that one might be a really good one to have, because your spirit, with each incarnation, does take on more negativity, and it gets printed into it. And it might be, you know, very, very deeply ingrained. So this is what I talk about, why most people's spirits are not really empowered like they should be, because of the densities that it's taken on from its past lifetimes here. But mainly in this lifetime, you're working with your body for ascension, but the spirit does need to be self-empowered. This is why when people talk about the books, and you may have all had lots of books in your metaphysical library, you know, different names, a lot of them have like the underlying philosophy, like you can heal yourself, you know, you can get everything you want now. You know, and they're using that terminology about self-healing, and it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because the first page in that book should say, you must be 100% with your spirit in your body in order for you to have a healing. So that's the first part. The next part is, to have a healing too, you must have your spirit 100% integrated in your cellular structure of your body. So that's two different things. Being in your body is one thing, and being within all of your cells to turn your cells into light is another. And so this is the problem that the books have, is that they're assuming, and everybody's assuming that they're always, you know, perfectly whole and complete, and they only have a couple of problems and a couple of issues, you know, that, you know, they think that this is going to work for them. And the dark side transmits this energy to these authors who write these books. And, you know, people buy them thinking that they can heal themselves because they're of the light and they're very powerful, and there's nothing further from the truth, because your spirit does not have the horsepower to do this, unfortunately. In the time of Jesus, when he said your faith has healed you, well, that's your genetic predisposition on what your ancestors thought about healing. So that's those thoughts. It's not the thoughts, you know, that you have now, because you have an additional 2,000 years of garbage that you didn't have back then. So it was much easier to have a healing 2,000 years ago as it was today. So that's a sad thing. What we're going to do is what I did in the workshop the other night, and people love this here. And I'm going to put, to show you what it's like to be in your body more fully. Remember, your spirit needs to be cleansed and cleared, and the densities needs to be taken out of your body so you can be 100%. This is why we have so many clearings to get you toward that goal of having your spirit integrate with your body, and then from there integrate within all of your cells. So just being in your body is one thing, you know, to take up the space, but to actually be in the cells, you know, so normally it would be like between the cells. You want them to be in your cells, okay? And so what we're going to do is put in space holders. And I did this last Tuesday at a workshop here in Manhattan, and people loved it. So we're going to take you all and start off at 20%. And here we go. So if you feel your energy coming up, that means that you are less than 20% in your body. If you feel your energy dropping, that means that your spirit was more than 20%. So I'm going to count to 10, and here we go. One, and then we're going to increase the energy with the space holders. The space holders are just coming forward. They cannot do healing on you. This is divine energy just coming in to hold the space so you can actually physically feel what it's like to be in your body with your spirit the way it's supposed to be. So if you don't have a clue, you're never going to know what it's like. So here we go. So we're going to bring you into 20% energy with spirit energy. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now you're at 20. I'm going to bring you up now to 30%. So we'll just say 21. I'm going to have to command the energy. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30% now. So right now you're actually equivalent to 30% with spirit energy in your body. Okay, now we're going to increase that, so just kind of see how you feel. Again, like I said, if you feel stronger now, that means you're less than 30 before. If you feel weaker, it means that you're more. Here we go. So we're going to count up 1% at a time. So 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. And I'm yawning a lot, which means that a lot of people have densities there. So that would indicate that the energy is leaving you a little bit. So it's running through me to get healed. Here we go. I'm going to bring you up now from 40 to 50%. So 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay. And everybody has sampled their bodies. You're way above what most people are on this planet right now in their bodies. Your eyes should look a little brighter. If you have a mirror, just check it out. And here we go. We're going to bring you up a little higher to 60%. So 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, and 60. There we go. You may start to feel your room becoming a little more electric, and you may feel yourself being disattached from energies around you. Remember, energies can cord you if you're not in your body, with your spirit. When you're in your spirit, then these energies have a more difficult time doing that. And the higher percentage you are, the less you're going to have psychic attacks and cordings. Here we go. Going up to 70%, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, and 70. So you may start to really realize why you must have clearings from the light ship so you can get more spirit energy with you. It's not going to happen unless you have clearings done to eliminate the negativity out of yourself. Here we go. Going to 80%, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76. A lot of energy here. I got a yawn. Oh, man. 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, and 80%. We have space holders with you that are bringing in divine energy for you to experience. Okay, we'll go from 80 to 90%. So 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, and 90. And again, take a mental note, see how your body is responding, and you should feel very heart-centered right now. And we're going to increase it now to 100%, 91, 92, that's a yawn again. Oh, boy. 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100% on your body. So you should feel pretty alert. So if anybody would like to call in and comment on their own experience right now, that'd be great, or come on the fast chat. We'll hold this energy throughout this show for you for about a half an hour. And this is how you're supposed to be. This is how you were when you were first born here. And this is the way it is to be in your body, with your spirit. This is the way life is supposed to exist for you. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Oh, that's amazing. And it almost feels funny to talk after that. Ah, incredible. Wow. So, I wanted to give everyone the phone number in case anybody wants to call in. We'd love to have you. And it's my understanding that this number is for U.S. and Canada, and it's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756 is the call-in number for Station 1. So, yeah, please call if you'd like. And, Ron, we had quite a few people throughout the hour on the fast chat asking for one or more of the various kinds of mind-clearing samples. So, one thing I thought might be kind of fun to do is to go to the list of services that you have, and there's a section called Mind Clearings, and there's, six or seven different ones in there, and maybe we could sample some of those and talk about those a little bit.
Okay, so one of the ones that people love having is the Mind Loop Clearing. And this is where you get repetitive thoughts over again. And basically, it's a way to beat yourself up. Because you get the same thoughts, the same programs running over and over again. Why didn't I do this? Or, my life was great in the past, and now it's not very good. I think I heard a beep there. Did someone come online?
Yes, Ron?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, it's Pauline. I wanted to give you feedback. I just realized I had one point been very high in my spirit, and then I started getting involved with vortexes and and you know, things. And then I know why I went down. So now I realized after feeling it again, I had felt that before. And I'm really striving to get back there. Thank you so much for reminding me.
Yeah, the whole thing is just awakening and understanding what you're missing. Because if you don't know what you're missing, like on these clearings that I do for people, they don't sometimes get it. The entities come in, they talk them out of having a clearing sometimes. And or, you know, you just don't know what you're missing until you actually have a clearing. And then you grow more. And the whole thing is, you know, these areas that are blocked in us prevent us from being ourselves. So you have to get yourself cleared out. A book of reading all this stuff that the New Agers put out here is never going to heal you, and psychic readings will never heal you. You know, I get people who come to me and they say, I went to a reader, you know, which you know, may be okay, but they say, I just got a reading, probably cost them $150 to find out about their past relationship, what's wrong with them. I said, why don't you spend that $150 on a healing? So you have to deal with the reading, you get healed. You know, but people somehow don't understand that, you know, what we have in a year, okay, is 8,760 minutes, okay? No, hours. 8,760 hours in a year. And I can clear in 1 minute, you know, each of your year's densities. So you can see how much stuff you have accumulated, and I can get it all cleared out within 1 minute per year. So just think how many, you know, amount of hours that you have times your age. Take your 8,000, you know, almost 9,000, you know, hours, and I can do it in a minute, you know, times your age. You know, it's incredible to see how fast these healings actually work for you. This is probably why people don't understand it. How can you be cleared in a minute for a year of garbage? You know, they just don't get it. And this is what these clearings do. In a year, you're done. And this is what you're living, is all that stuff. So... But yeah, the best thing to do is to have a clearing. You know, readings, you know, for information, it might be fine for you, but what they're going to do? You're going to get a reading over again. And, you know, I see people who spend a lot of money for these readers. And, you know, they're giving you information from the dark side, because this is what they're reading. The light only works in the now, so they could not read the light, because the light doesn't give any information out. It's all the past. So anything else you may want to ask about, Pauline? If you're still there.
And I got involved, they probably were stealing my energies, and I didn't realize it was siphoning off my energies and my light. And
yeah,
so now I know how to pinpoint it to go back now and undo it, and not through myself, through your, of course, with the CLS. But that just gives me, it's like all the things I'm just remembering. And when you did the mental clearing, I started to pick up stuff as you were doing it. That's when this happened. That's when this happened. I'm like, now it makes sense, and now I need to go further. Thank you so much, anyways, for reminding me about what that felt like.
Yeah, because you know, that's the whole thing. People don't know where they are till they change. You know, and that's the whole process why I do these sample clearings, so you can get a grip on what's actually happening. And that grip is what you need so you can understand that, yeah, you do have a problem. And you don't know about it until you have a clearing done. And then you're so much better off, you want to know what's next to do. Remember, your spirit is going to help you.
But I don't care.
But you have to be able to come forward to have those energy working with you.
Thank you so much, Ron.
You're very welcome, Pauline. Are we going to see you this weekend? Maybe I got off the line here. So she's in New York here, and she'll probably be one of the people that will be helping out watching the healings that we'll be doing this Saturday. So next question, Sylvia.
I think you were about to do a sample of the mind looping clearing number one.
That's true. Mind looping number one. Here we go. Well, this is for people who beat themselves up, who live in the past, we'll say, because the light only works in the now, so all of your mind looping is from what you come across in your life or done, maybe wishing that you were there, wishing that you weren't there, and your mind just keeps playing these tapes over and over again. And it's basically self-sabotaging yourself when you get into this mind loop situation. So here we go. We'll go back 10 days for everybody, give you a little extra reprieve here. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days ago cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days, getting some solar plex energies here, cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days, a lot of judgment there from somebody, people, cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. This clearing is for people, and we all need this one, or could use it. I won't say necessarily need it. And this is for when you have thoughts that keep repeating over and over again, recycling in your life. And this one does that. Now, the mind loop number 2 clearing, I'll just go over that one here. It's very similar. Mind loop 2, remember, the mind loop 1 is how the dark side, you know, keeps taunting you with your thoughts. Mind loop number 2 is, you know, what happened to you when you came out of the birth canal and you landed here on planet Earth, and you go, whoa, I don't want to be here. And that's how the dark side interfaced with you. They came in, and all of a sudden you're now living in mind versus living in love energy from your mother and your spirit, you know, inside of your mother. So your mother's spirit is actually nurturing you along with your own spirit, and you're in pure joy and love energy. And then mind looping number 2 clearing is for the traumatization of your spirit and the mind energy connecting to you. So here we go, mind loop number 2. Remember, are you one of those people that came, you know, hanging on, kicking and screaming on the way out that you don't want to come? That's because you're aware of that, and you saw the mind energy sticking itself to you. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So this is where you're living now also in the mind loop 2 energy of the darkness. So back to you, Sylvia. You can take another mind one if you wish.
Great. So we had a request for the mind of the body clearing.
That's for healing. So if you have any kind of physical problem, the mind of the body is like the, I call it little mad scientist that's inside of you, trying to figure out what's wrong with you, trying to heal that. And as you get older, and it gets older, it gets kind of frustrated, gets bombarded with all this different stuff, and it gets, in a sense, traumatized. So your body does not heal very well because of all the thoughts and everything that it has to deal with. And, you know, it just it gets very, very dense. This is why young people heal quicker than older people. Here we go. So go back 10 days. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. This clearing is really good for the people that maybe got triggered with something maybe early in their lifetime, and they have an illness now, knowing that that early triggering, you know, is now set upon themselves and they're dealing with something. So I'll just do that now for people. And we'll just say that you had some traumatic situations at the age of 10. And so I'll just do the age of 10 for you. Here we go. And I'll count to 10 to clear this energy away from you. So here we go, and this may change your healing ability because we're clearing out the energy that traumatized you to prevent the healing in your later life to happen. This is what the mind of the body clearing is. So here we go, age of 10. In fact, I'll go from 15 down to 10 for everybody. So I'll do this slowly so you can actually feel the energy. So age 15, clearing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Age 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Age 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Age 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Age 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And age 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you feel any tingles in your body or anything going on that feels unusual before this clearing, that means that your body now is getting ready to heal itself and is in that process. How much will it heal? That depends on your, like I say, your genetic predisposition upon healing. How much densities do you have collected from your ancestors? So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, there's some really interesting ones on this list. One is called Mind Control IQ Connection Clearing.
Okay, here we go. This one here happens to deal with people who are super intelligent, and the dark side tends to see that, and they want to control you because you have a great brain, okay? And they want you to do something with that intelligence, so they trap you in this negative mind cording to give you maybe more implants in your body to allow you to become more controlled by them. So here we go. We'll just do this clearing here. So we'll go back 10 days. 10 days cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. Any other mind clearings that we can do?
That was very interesting. You know, when you were talking about that, it reminded me of sometimes, you know, you see people or kids that have, you know, maybe they have a problem that's caused them, you know, to have a very low IQ, but they're just like completely heart-centered, and you get around them and they're just like oozing this heart energy, you know. Maybe it's because they just never got connected to that the way other people do.
Yes, uh-huh, that's very true. The dark side doesn't want to have, you know, they like to get people who are more intelligent who can get out there and be mind-controlled with their intelligence. And then they can talk to more people or be more assertive because they have that great mind. You know, that's a lot of the writers of books, you know, and people who, you know, read a lot and stuff like that. They may have a great mind, but in the process of having this wonderful mind, as you're seeking more knowledge, having more books, then you're taking on more imprinting as you read the books. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, the next one I see here is mind-to-heart connection under the mind-clearing category.
Okay, this allows you to... This clearing, again, is one of the clearings that we do from, you know, each year of your life. And each time I do a year, it's each day in the year or each actual moment in that year. Or you can say, like, each second of that year going from that time of that age back to the next age. But this does, it connects that energy and puts the mind into the heart. It's a very wonderful clearing. So here we go. This is going to put your mind energy into your heart from the past 10 days. And you may feel your whole body shift here during this process. Even if you weren't in your heart then, it'll put you back into it. So here we go. Remember, you're living the past. So as you change your past, you're changing your past reality, which is creating your new future. Okay? And the new future is what you do in the light, moment by moment by moment. This is how things change. So here we go. 10 days to go cleared. So we're dropping your mind into your heart. Okay? 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. 1 day cleared, which was yesterday, and today cleared. There we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
That's very interesting. So then, would you say that that's kind of like having the mind surrender to the heart? So the heart is basically in charge and not the mind?
Yes, that's correct. The mind would be the mind of the darkness. That's,
so
you know,
this
between
would kind
your ears.
Restore it to being able to use your divine intelligence through your heart center.
Yes, that's correct.
And then if you did the whole lifetime clearing, essentially the light ship would be going back through your whole past of this lifetime to restore you to that condition at each one of those moments.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Everybody should feel a lot different right now. And the problems that you may have had in the last 10 days that you might think about should be pretty much eliminated because you're in your heart continuously. The body still may have the imprinting from the emotions, but it allows you to become heart-centered. So it's not a shortcut, in a sense, to feel like you're, you know, more in your body with your spirit, because the body is still suffering by having these other bodies contaminated with judgment. So you want to do those clearings also.
Okay, well, if we have time to squeeze in another one or two.
I wouldn't mind doing a few more mind ones. That'd be very good.
Yeah, we have a few more on the list. There's the mind-embedded programs that interface with the physical body.
Okay, that one gets kind of heavy. Here we go. So you could call this, in a sense, implants, okay? And you can also go on the website for $30 a month and do the alien attack energies, and we have implants listed there. These are, you know, embedded programs that, you know, you're running, okay? And they get activated maybe certain days, certain times of the year. You all know about situations like this. You know, you maybe it's a really nice day, and some people might be worried about it raining out for no reason at all or something. Or you say, oh, man, spring's coming, and your body gets upset because of having it spring, or winter's coming. And these are all imprints in you, implants, that are running all the time. Or maybe, you know, you have a situation at a certain time of each day, or maybe when your birthday comes, you know, this stuff goes off. So these are all just embedded programs in you that the dark side gave you. So we're going to go back 10 days here and just kind of see what happens. You may not be able to really sense this unless you can actually identify one of these, say, sleeping time bombs in you. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared. So I want you just to look at this right now and look at those days and see if any patterns come up that you experience maybe on a day-to-day basis, okay? And I'll continue on here. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And an indication of this here would be like, you know, you get up in the morning and maybe you have to have maybe a cup of coffee at a certain time. You're watching the clock and, you know, you're doing something in a sequential order and you don't deviate from it. And then if you do deviate, then you get into anxiety because now you're off of the programmed time sequence that you're used to having. And so really you should be in free choice, free will. And you shouldn't be run by any kind of program that's allowing you to have a predetermined life path. That's the dark side running you. That could also be entities. But, you know, either way, it's still something because you don't have free choice, free will, because you're running a program. You should be able to wake up each day and have a new reality. That's what the light intended for you. So this clearing can help you eliminate that rigid patterning of thinking that you might have. And so this is kind of how, you know, this is designed to help you. And then, like I said, these are actually implants, too, that are in you, put in by the dark side, so that you suffer certain times. Maybe, you know, you're afraid to go to work Fridays because you know that at the end of Friday, that's the vacation time for you for the weekend. But you're kind of afraid because maybe the program in you is that after Friday, you may be spending money that you're not supposed to be spending during the weekend. So you get traumatized on a Friday. You know, that could be possible because you're spending money because you'd be normally at work. So maybe you're an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic, but a workaholic. And so you have to work all the time. So that program then transfers into maybe Saturday and Sunday, where you have to keep yourself busy by not leaving your house. So anyway, that's just one way of looking at it. Or maybe you have a ritual that you're doing continuously, and you find yourself doing something, and that ritual that you're doing, whatever that would be, it's holding you in place, so you can't leave. You can't move out of your box because you're trapped in it. So this clearing is designed for that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, okay, well, our time is up, but there's some really, some other very interesting clearings in that category, so maybe we can continue on that on Saturday night in the portion either before or after we go to the light ship and get to the rest of those mind clearings, because it's really, really great. So,
sure, that'd be great. We could dedicate Friday for that one. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, great.
And maybe Saturday, too. We'll see what happens on how these energies transpire here. So the mind stuff is what you want to release. That's your program that's running your life. So our time is running short here, so I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you're in New York, come to the Union Square, and also come to ARE Center, 1 o'clock to 4, a workshop. It'll be very wonderful. And then Union Square from 6 to 9 at night.
On what day?
This coming Saturday.
Okay.
This coming Saturday, you want to come there. Both events will be wonderful for you.
Great. And then also, just to quickly mention, the Saturday, the 20th, I believe it is?
Yep, that's the 20th. We're having the four-hour ascension call.
Yeah.
And that's $60. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. We'll see you Friday night on Station 2. Starts 5 minutes before 7 Pacific time, and then Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific. Night.
Night.